This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show toll-free, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The Monday night edition of the show, and anything goes, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, you take control. 800-259-5791. Don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. You can go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can plot yourself on our listener map. It is a worldwide map. You can see, zoom in, zoom out, scroll around, find out who else in your area, perhaps, is listening to the show. When you add yourself, you can plug in your name, you can add a photo, you can even add a little phrase to go along with your entry, and of course it's totally free at map.freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call at 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to their website, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got lots to talk about tonight. Only here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so make your calls, and we'll go to them about whatever you want. And Manwich, I know you've got an email on the way in relation to probably one of the hottest topics we've had in a little while, the snow penis. That is, or coldest topics, I guess. That's on the way. But let's start with the FCC and movie theaters, Johnson.
I want to get an opinion on this. The National Association of Theater Owners wants the Federal Communications Commission to allow the blocking of cell phone signals in theaters.
That's NATO. N-A-T-O. National Association of Theater Owners.
Right. Well,
who thought of that?
Wacky. John Fithian, the president of the trade organization, told the Los Angeles Times theater owners that have to block rude behavior as the industry tries to come up with ways to bring people back to the cinemas. Fithian said his group would petition the FCC for permission to block cell phone signals within movie theaters. Some theaters already have no cell phone policies and ask moviegoers to check their phones at the door, Fithian said. The Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association, Washington-based cell phone lobby, is also known as the CTIA, the Wireless Association, said it would fight any move to block cell phone signals.
So basically you have the cell phone industry getting ready to go up against the cell phone lobbyists, getting ready to go up against the theater industry lobbyists.
Yeah, basically what they say is we're opposed to the use of any blocking technology because it interferes with people's ability to use a wireless device in an emergency situation, CTIA spokesman Jeff Farron told the Times. And I want to get Manwich's opinion. I'm interested.
Now, it's movie theaters blocking of their own private volition, right?
Right.
Inside their movie theaters?
Right.
Okay. I have no problem with it.
Damn it. I was really curious as to where you would go with it. Because I figured if anyone on the show, I agree with your position 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured if anyone in the show that you would, or that someone, anyone who could support going against the movie theaters could do it on an emotional stance. Well, the people in emergencies. And I figure you being kind of the family man would take the, I want to protect my family. And but I agree with you 100%. People need to, if you're going to the movies and they would do, you know, guess what? Turn your phone off. Sorry, if you don't, if it's really that much of an emergency to you where you can't get in touch for 2 hours, then don't go to the movie. Because there was a time where we didn't have cell phones.
Well, there's also places we don't have cell, well, we have the cell phone. We don't have cell phone coverage. So,
right,
I mean,
sure,
you could just as easily not be concerned about the emergency safety of your family by going fishing up in, you know, Snake River in Montana.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's a property rights issue. I mean, the theater owner should be able to set the rules on his property. And if one of his rules is you're not allowed to have cell phone access, then he should absolutely be able to flip a switch and turn on a jammer. Which is, of course, the solution here. I don't think that these guys should. So unfortunately, everybody's going about this the wrong way. The Theater Association is begging the Federal Communications Commission to allow the blocking of cell phone signals. Well, that's because the, I believe it's outlawed, right?
Yeah, I believe the FCC has outlawed it.
Because we've talked about the blockers before, and they're illegal. You have to kind of buy them on the black market. You can definitely find them, but they're against the law as far as the FCC is concerned. So what these theater owners should do is just turn on blockers and
or just have brass mesh ceiling tiles.
Well, yeah, whatever it takes.
You know, it also here, it seems to me that I don't know. People, they should tell people that they're being blocked. You know, there should be a sign that says, cell phone usage is blocked inside our theaters. I mean, that's just, it would be a good thing to do for your customers. I'm not saying you should legally have to do it. But
and I've got another question. I've got another question. If they didn't notify, would someone be able, because I know where this country is, would someone be able to sue?
Oh, I suspect they would. In our current situation,
would
I don't
anybody
think they
here
be
okay?
To.
You don't think that they should be able
no.
to? I don't know.
Well, no, no.
If they weren't informed?
No, why should... No, you don't have to inform everybody of every little micro detail that applies to
well,
you.
Well, because
you
of that whole emergency situation, I'm thinking of the worst-case scenario where someone goes to a movie, they aren't informed that their cell phone is being blocked, and, like, their family dies in a horrible fire or something.
Well,
you know?
As though they could
they would have died anyway.
But there's certainly an emergency situation out there somewhere where somebody getting hold of somebody else is worth time, money, and lives.
I don't think that they should be able to sue over, but nonetheless, let's pretend like this emergency situation happened, and it happened in a theater where there was no notification.
Wife had a baby, you know.
Well, there was no notification, and then the person got the news out there, the fact that, you know, X theater chain is not notifying you that your cell phones are being blocked. Well, then that word's going to get out, and that could possibly damage them. You know, could hurt their business, the fact that they didn't reveal that. So it would seem like after the first incident happened, theater chains that weren't notifying would probably start notifying. I don't think a lawsuit would be necessary.
I would say it would be shortly that people, you know, the word would definitely get out, I would think.
And that's going to be important, you know, if the theaters are blocking cell phone access and the word gets out about that, shouldn't take too long for that to happen. And people are concerned, people are angry, a lot of people with cell phones are, you know, ticked off about that. That could also affect their business, and then they might start patronizing the few theaters that are around town that do allow cell phone access.
Or vice versa.
Right.
I could sit next to somebody in a theater who just doesn't have the social acumen to not talk on their frickin' phone during a movie.
Right.
There are personal jammers that exist now, too, that one could use.
That's neat. Yeah. So... You know, I could just as well want to see a movie in a theater where the cell phone is blocked.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to answer. I generally do not answer a phone if it comes in. I put it on silent. It vibrates in my pocket. I look at it.
But what I'm saying is we'll let the market decide.
Yeah, right. I wonder if there's going to be competing theaters, cell phone allowed theater. I mean,
exactly.
Actually, no, probably not. Who wants to go to that theater?
Be terribly.
Obviously, some people would, because some people love to talk on their cell phones in theaters. I don't think it's a very large amount of people, so I don't know if there'd be enough.
But does anyone love to listen to other people talking on their cell phone?
There would be some parents of young children who would say, no, I want to be able to receive calls, not necessarily talk on my phone in a theater, but receive calls from, say, the babysitter,
and I will
only go to a theater where...
Right, and they might look at the call, get up from their seat, and leave the theater. You know, they might have a little bit of courtesy about it. But if they weren't able to receive the call, they might be a little angry.
Right.
So, yeah, let the market decide.
My experience is parents are very, very, you know, anal about their kids.
I have something else along the lines to say, just because we didn't really have much of a disagreement on this, but sometimes we do. And I wanted to bring up and mention something. You know, now that we've started kind of a new advertising campaign, you know, for free, because we've got the ability to do so with MySpace.com.
Yeah.
And we have a MySpace profile that is growing very, very quickly. If you go look at MySpace.freetalklive.com over the past, you know, week or so, we've basically quintupled the size.
Yeah, it's very cool.
1,500 people now, read about now. We are, one of the things that was interesting is, you know, I had a MySpace, one of these MySpace users, kind of just some girl who hadn't ever heard of the show, who had mailed me, and I don't remember her username at the moment, but what I found interesting was it was she was accusing us, I guess, from the Saturday Night Show. I guess, I don't know if you guys were talking about, I don't remember, I don't know.
Saturday Night, we had a huge amount of so-called conservatives call in from Indianapolis, and they claimed to be small government, and we just let them have it as to why it is that they're actually big government.
Right.
I'll bring up more about what I had to say about that.
Because she had a critique, basically, which wasn't really founded in anything. 800-259-5791, that is on the way. Plus your calls about, well, anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Visit our bulletin board system with over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through. And well over 1,000 people interacting. It is totally free over at freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, you were telling us a little story about one of our MySpace friends, because we're on this MySpace phenomenon. We have our MySpace profile. It's Free Talk Live. It's MySpace.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to it. But you had received an email, because what we're doing is we're kind of contacting certain people on MySpace that we think are interested in our show. Like, for instance, members of a libertarian group will contact them and say, "Hey, have you heard of this show?" Blah, blah, blah. And so then they check us out, hopefully. And a lot of them are getting strange first impressions because they'll hear us bashing, for instance, the Bush administration, and they'll think that all we do is bash the conservatives.
Yeah.
Or they'll hear us bashing some liberal or whatever, and they'll think all we do is bash liberals.
Yeah, this girl's general gist was, you know, I don't know, you know, I hear it and it sound, just sound kind of like, I listened only for a little while and it just sounded like a bunch of conservative bashing, and I'm not sure, and she sounded like she was going to continue to give us a chance, so mm-hmm. it wasn't like a, you know, it wasn't too much of a big deal. You know, I replied to her, replied back, but what I found really ironic and just kind of funny about it is that also in our inbox at the same time, like within maybe an hour of one another, we had received another message from a troop in Afghanistan saying we did too much liberal bashing.
It's just interesting how people receive it.
But ironically, though, the guy who said that we did too much liberal bashing was a troop who really thought that we were over there. He took
trooper,
issue with
soldier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Troop is a group of people.
Okay.
They use that term.
Yeah.
Really?
He's a troop. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's one of our troops.
It's true.
Okay, I guess so.
Yeah, so he's over there, and he took offense to our, I guess, Saturday night, you guys said something about, the attack might have been justified. I know we've said this on the show before.
We talked about how
that
our foreign policy got created.
Right, that, you know, the fact that we bombed them, and he just kind of went off about how we never bombed them.
He's living in a fantasy world.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry. No.
So, yeah, Saturday night was interesting because it was, Saturday night is our most popular show, and we've got a bunch of different affiliates on board, and so one of our biggest ones is in Indianapolis. And if you missed Saturday night's show, you really should go check it out at freetalklive.com and the free archives. Because it was just amazing. We had so many people calling themselves small government conservatives. They called in and they tried to, I guess, call us on the carpet for our positions, and we just called them right back out and said, wait a minute, are you for big government?
Oh, I'm not for big government.
No. Well, yes, you are. Look at George Bush.
$400 billion in these last two wars.
$2 trillion budget?
Or police actions.
Never vetoed a single bill. It was amazing listening to these so-called small government conservatives making excuses for why it is that they are for the big government without actually admitting to it. One of them actually said something like, well, every president has violated the Constitution. As though that makes it okay for every president to violate the Constitution. Let's go to Jeff in Shreveport. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Well, okay, I wanted to tell you that I don't think the conservatives are conservative at all anymore.
No, they're not. They're fascists.
Neocons certainly aren't conservative.
I mean, they certainly don't care about the Constitution. And if you look at shows like Bill O'Reilly, when a liberal mentions the Constitution, the conservative makes a face. Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Here comes that Constitution again.
Yeah, that's what they were doing on Saturday night. You could hear the face in their voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Now, they are conservative on the Second Amendment, but they hate the First Amendment. You know, search and seizure, oh, forget that. Mm-hmm. You know, cruel and...
We had a guy who was making excuses for holding Jose Padilla for years, and I said, well, what about the right to a speedy trial? What about habeas corpus? And I don't even remember what his shrug-off response to that was. He said it was necessary. Or whatever. Oh, these guys are enemy combatants. Well, what are you talking about? These people are insane, Jeff.
Well, I think they're not informed. You know, I don't think they realize. For instance, if you watch the news, they act like the Constitution doesn't already prohibit cruel and unusual punishment. You know, like we need a new law from John McCain.
Right. We
need a new law. It's already outlawed.
Uh-huh. It's really funny, but now I think that there's certain implicitness in the Republican Party, the conservatives that are in office, because they've got to know this stuff. I'll admit that the average American who calls themselves a conservative probably just doesn't. You know, they're not paying enough attention. They don't know. But, you know, these conservatives were the same people that would be attacking President Clinton.
Absolutely.
During the Waco incident and during Ruby Ridge. They would have something to say.
Absolutely.
But I have one more thing to point out, too.
Yes, sir.
You know, I have emailed you that letter about the imagining $2.1 trillion, which I hope you read sometime tonight.
We got a lot of emails, Jeff. I can't guarantee you anything.
But Well, I mean, if you can imagine.
The gist of your email was you ran some numbers on $2.1 trillion, and you figured out, like, how many dollar bills it would take to get to the moon and back, and you pointed out that $2.1 trillion would wrap the Earth multiple times and things like that. It was interesting.
Right. But,
a lot of money. Just to kind of give some people some perspective on what that is.
Right. But with Katrina, though, they were talking about how what a huge amount of money it would take to fix New Orleans. And you know, it was like, oh man, this is big money for America. This is almost insurmountable.
Yeah, but people talk like it's something that needs to happen.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, though, if you listen to Bush, he just asked for that same amount of money for Iraq.
He just did.
I need $100 billion.
Uh-huh.
I need it. You know, we need $100 billion more for Iraq. Like it's nothing.
Oh, but Iraq's so much more important. I mean, Iraq's so much more important than American citizens and American people. Not to suggest that they would do a good job with
Maryland. I don't think
we need
to fix either one of them, to tell you the truth.
I agree.
Yeah, if somebody wants to fix New Orleans, then they should just invest their own money.
And
Jeff, great call, man. Thanks for it. 800-259-5791.
I got a comment on New Orleans real quick here. I saw some news over the weekend, and I don't know. Well, weird echo.
Having some phone issues.
I saw this news article over the weekend, or actually it was a video bit on CNN. They were talking about now a tour that they want to stop this, and it's horrible that there's a tour going on that is a tour of terror,
a tour of
disaster.
A tour of destruction, yeah.
Right. And
I think it's a great idea.
I do, too. I have no problem with it. And these people, you know, and they want to stop it, and they want to use the force of government to stop these tours.
If people want to go on it, then there wouldn't be a tour.
You know, and it's a way to bring back some of the economy and start getting money flowing back into New Orleans. You want to rebuild, start letting the economy
itself. They can't do it right without the government's help. God knows we couldn't have a city in this country without the government stepping in.
Right.
I mean, stop all business from happening.
Do people really think that the government made the cities? It's like
they think they were God.
It's like God came around and waved his magic wand and made all the cities because he's government.
We have this mindset in this country, and we heard it come out Saturday night.
Well, I don't believe God built anything.
We have this mindset in this country that government is all-powerful and all-omniscient. You heard it from the so-called conservatives Saturday night who believe beyond a shadow of a doubt in their minds that the government is going to protect them from terror. As long as they just let George Bush do whatever it is that he wants to do, whether it be roving wiretaps, whether it be random searches of people's homes, whatever it is he wants to do, as long as it protects them from terror, they think it's cool, and they really believe internally that the government can do it. But these are the same people that would also admit that the government can't deliver the mail on time. Where's the disconnect here, people? 800-259-5791, you take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com, or relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree? Not this year. When I come back, I'll share some cool automotive gifts to shop for.
Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scott Shop towel. Scott Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scott Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
This holiday, skip the partridge and give your true love something to really sing about. On the third day of Christmas, give a gift for the car connoisseur. Fill a pail with three things automotive. A high-quality wax, a chamois, and an IOU for a winter wash and shine. On the second day, stuff the stocking of your driving-aged kid with two gas cards. And on the first day of Christmas, wrap up one car cover made from Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark. Or better yet, let the Blockit cover be the wrapping for your special someone's brand new car. I hope my true love's listening. Hint, hint. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. We have a brand new section. I mentioned the bulletin board system last time. We have a brand new forum there. It's dedicated to helping get Free Talk Live on your local talk stations, because we're on 12 affiliates now. We got another one coming on within the next couple weeks. We got our first progressive station coming on in a major market in January. And a lot of this stuff is happening as a result of you making a phone call, simply picking up your phone and calling your local talk station saying, hey, I want to listen to Free Talk Live on your station.
So wait, are you saying that primarily we've been on conservative talk radio stations?
That's correct.
But I thought we spent all our time bashing conservatives.
Well,
oh wait, that's not true.
And so I actually got an email from a listener today saying that Saturday's show was so drastically different from the rest of the week, because most of the time during the week our callers agree with us.
Yep, it's preaching to the choir.
Right. And the reason why is because during the week the majority of our listenership is internet listenership.
Plus, we're on KCXL in Kansas City, which is a very pro-liberty station.
It's also a very small wattage station as well, so there's not a huge amount of listeners. I mean, we love KCXL, but they cut wattage to like 6 watts at nighttime.
Now, 6 watts can go somewhere. Let's be clear.
If you got a high end position of the antenna, absolutely.
It's all the size of your antenna, my
friend. That's right. And so I pointed out to this listener that emailed. I said, well, there's a real key difference. It's the internet listeners that are seeking us out. When it comes to radio stations, these are guys that are just hitting seek on their dial. So when we're on a radio station, the entire audience demographic changes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
drastically.
That's when we get calls that are just people that do not understand what it is that we're talking about.
And as time goes by and we're on more and more stations, it's going to sound more and more like that, because very few people understand the principle
exactly.
of liberty.
Well, you want to hear what our show, just go back and listen. We're starting to release the first, back when we were on FM.
Yes.
And those...
We have the very first episode on
our
website.
You can get a kind of an idea, because you get people who call and disagree with you, and then you get all sorts of, like, kids with prank
My
calls
point in
well.
Bringing this up was that if you want to get us on your local station, go to local.freetalklive.com. You'll get all the details there. You can post a little message in your state's forum with the location that you're at, and I'll post in reply the stations you can call. It's so simple. Local.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Kansas City, KCXL. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt.
Good evening.
Well, I want to reply to that soldier in Afghanistan, and brother, and I'm going to call you brother, because my attitude is when you put your uniform on, you have just become my brother, even though we're not acquainted.
Mm-hmm. But he's an enlistee. You outrank him, Walt.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. That's irregardless. It's kind of like, the medals that I won and all of this. That's irregardless. My attitude is a real hero's.
Well, just a quick correction for you. Quick English point. You don't have to put ear in front of regardless. It's unnecessary. Just say regardless.
He's such a stickler. Don't listen to him, Walt.
Okay.
I had a program director correct me today. I was just talking to him. I was talking about, we have an industry email list for the program directors that want to keep up to date with the show. He says, no, it's not that. It's who.
Okay.
And I was just, he just stopped me dead in my tracks because, you know, this is a guy I was trying to be on the same level with, and he just slapped me right down.
There you go.
So, regardless, right. Well.
Okay, look, here's the point. And I hope this guy is listening over there in Afghanistan because I want to tell you this. Before 9-1-1 happened, we had soldiers stationed all in and around all of the stan countries over there, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, and everything else.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. And in 2000, which my son came home from Kuwait in December of 2000, what did he do over there in the Middle East? Well, they moved his unit, the Big Red One team, moved the transportation division, moved 1 million pieces of heavy military hardware over there and buried them in caves, put them in caves and everything in and around Kuwait back in December of 2000. Now, wait a minute. Did they just need a place to park that stuff?
I don't think so. We don't need to be there in the first place.
We need to separate. We need to forget all this liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican. We need to forget all of that trash because my attitude is this. I swore an oath to uphold the Constitution as soldier in Afghanistan. You did, too. Anybody who violates that Constitution, whether he be liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, libertarian,
or the president himself,
like with that GD piece of paper
right.
that he said, the bottom line is, as far as I'm concerned, my attitude is get a rope.
Yeah, I'm with you, Walt. And you know, it's interesting. It's so good that some people who swore that oath to the Constitution actually took it seriously. And you're one of the few, apparently, that actually seems to take it seriously. It just amazes me.
As a Marine, you've heard the term once a Marine, always a Marine.
Okay.
Okay, there's four things I try to live my life by.
What are those?
The King James Version of the Bible. The Constitution for the United States of America, the Marines Handbook, Article 2 in particular, which says, I will never surrender as long as I have a means to fight, and my attitude is as long as I'm sucking fresh air, I've probably got a means to fight.
You're right about that.
And the fourth thing is the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
If you were given but there's a ranking there, so if something in the Code of Military Justice contradicts the Constitution, you wouldn't follow that, right?
Well, that's what I was just getting to.
Uh-huh.
There's an article in the Uniform Code of Military Justice that says, it states that any order deemed unlawful, immoral, or can otherwise be construed as such shall not be followed.
Why is it that people more people in the military aren't like you, Walt, and just refuse to follow all these bad orders? Because they're being given bad orders every day.
Sir, let me explain something to you. That's one reason I'm no longer in the military. Mm. I was going to do my four in the door, but when I saw my buddy that I joined with get blown to pieces, I decided I wanted to make a difference. Well, the higher I got, the more corrupt I found these bastards.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, and I pull no punches on that.
Apparently, I believe it.
I was eventually forced out. They tried to court-martial me three different times.
Is that because you were trying to expose the corruption?
You betcha.
I was trying to do the
right thing, and I'm going to tell you.
By the way, I'd like to point something out, Walt. You just you mentioned the exact same thing that a former police officer from Texas had told us before. He told us that the higher up you get, the worse the corruption gets. It's just amazing that we hear the same exact things from two totally different branches of government, and it just points out exactly how bad this really is. It's embarrassing.
You know, well, this is the thing. You have to remember, all of you soldiers that are listening to me, go check out the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
It's in there, right? I don't think George Bush has ever bothered to read that.
Well, he hasn't bothered to read the Constitution either.
I think you're right about that. I think he actually hates the Constitution. Thanks for the call, Walt. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791.
Walt would make a good drill sergeant. I mean, I've heard him kind of make that. He made that speech before once on the
right.
show about the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
I believe he's a lieutenant colonel, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Something like that. He was up there.
I could hear him. I could just imagine it. Drop, give me 20!
Mm-hmm.
Right now!
Get on your knees, soldier!
Soldier, read the Constitution!
Read me the Constitution, all right!
All the Marines are like that.
800-259-5791. On the way, Manwich's email on the snow phallus. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live!
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show and bring up anything. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there, and it's been a little while. I'd say it's been at least a month now since we've had a submission to the Shrine. We had a little while. We had a few weeks there where we were getting one or two submissions every single week, and now it's kind of a graveyard.
You know, if somebody were to send one in now, they'd probably get a lot of attention.
They certainly would. So, ladies, if you want to be a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners, you should send us your validated picture. What's that mean, Manwich?
It means that they're proving that they listen to the show by holding up a sign, you know, something like that.
Some evidence that they listen to the show. You can get some examples at the Shrine at freetalklive.com.
We need to get some of our MySpace people to send in some Shrine photos.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We have some really... That's another incentive to go look at our MySpace profile for the guys.
We have some nice-looking listeners.
We have some very nice-looking listeners in there.
All right.
You know, even if you're a lady, there's probably some cute guys in there.
Guys, yeah, there you go. Manwich, let's go to the email, the snow penis thing.
Well, this is from Mark from thehippiekillers.com. He's got his own little podcast. It's kind of libertarian, too, I guess.
I'm not exactly
sure how it goes.
Okay.
But I've really edited this down. So if there's something incongruous, forgive me. I just want to let you know that I know where you're coming from with your position, and I don't agree with them that it was unprincipled. Your position is no less principled than theirs, and it would be hard to articulate that in the face of a double-pronged ad hominem
attack. Okay, what position?
The position that you should – I don't even know. Like it, I said that I didn't care whether somebody got their snow penis knocked down. If it was, if it offended somebody, you know, the cops come and knock your snow penis down, I don't care.
Right. You won't. Your position is you refuse to stand up for other people's property rights as long as you don't care about it.
As long as they, as long as they're just being offensive for the sake of being offensive.
So long as they're doing something that you don't care about, you don't care what happens to them or their property.
Maybe it's just from the screaming before the break, but I really liked that phrase. I just feel like, sir, we're going to defeat them with a double-pronged ad hominem attack.
So go on with the email, man, which so everybody knows where you're coming from.
I used to view liberty in abolitionist terms also until I started a family and began to integrate myself into a larger community. That's when I really had to begin the hard task of reconciling individual liberty with the needs of establishing community mores.
Okay.
Unless I don't know exactly where he goes with it either.
Okay.
There's one
community mores. Is that what you mean?
I thought it was mores.
No, mores.
Mores.
It's M-O-R-E, but it's with an apostrophe. It's mores.
Okay. When I guess I never learned that in psychology class. I just read it rather than having heard it. Unless one is going to be a hermit or live in an enclave of persons who have exactly the same political philosophy, one must come to understand that that compromises must be made. It sounds like you almost, Ian. Take the snow penis debate. It's done in plain view, and it was without a doubt obscene. Now, it should be recognized that
wait a minute. That's his opinion. How dare he suggest that his opinion is the correct one? I don't find it obscene. It's just a penis. Everybody has one who's a man.
There you go.
Well, 50%
of the population.
Some people have lost theirs on accidents.
Well,
but, you know,
for the most part. By default, you're born with a penis, unless something freakish happened.
If you didn't like that phrase, you're going to hate this one. Now, it should be recognized that no one is sovereign on their own property. You can't just do anything you wanted to on it. There are two options that I can see.
Well, yes, you can. Yes, you can do anything you want, so long as you don't hurt somebody else.
Well, that would be what you can't do.
Okay.
And he sort of makes that point here in just a moment. You can't just do anything you wanted. There are two options that I could see that could have resolved this matter. Resort to legislation to outlaw lewd displays, or take it upon yourself to trespass and destroy the offense.
Which is what happened. The cops did that.
If one does take it upon oneself to resort to direct action, one must be willing to accept the consequences for that action. I agree.
Yeah.
Contrary to your co-host's
beliefs.
Like
me coming out and shooting you.
Contrary to your co-host's beliefs, that's he points that out right now. Trespassing and vandalism are not capital offenses, and deadly force would result in the property owner serving some jail time. The mere fact that it is even proposed to shoot you with a crossbow for vandalizing a snow sculpture is ludicrous and goes to the to show the lack of any reasonable application of their so-called
excuse
principles.
Me? Why is that so ludicrous? You're destroying my property. I'm catching you in the act. And I'm going to say, stop now or you're going to get shot with this crossbow or gun or whatever it is that I have.
Well, I would think that if you were on your own property, you would have the right to just shoot and not even say
well,
stop.
Well, that would really seem to be unreasonable.
It would seem unreasonable to me, but, yeah. You know, when you've got full property rights, you got full property rights, right?
I don't think that you could possibly get away with that because you're not defending yourself. If you were defending somebody who was being harmed, as opposed to the snow penis, which is not a real person, if they're just destroying property, I would think you'd have to give a warning first. It would seem to make the most sense. But if they were attacking, if, for instance, they were raping my wife in my front yard or raping my girlfriend
in the
front yard, I will absolutely not hesitate. So there's definitely a clear difference there.
Yeah, I don't know if I see a clear difference, precisely.
Living being versus inanimate object.
Not on that. What I'm saying is, if you attack a snow penis, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, that snow penis is destroyed.
It took a few cops to attack that snow penis, by the way.
Just because they want to travel in groups.
I think if they're attacking your dog, then you should be able to shoot to kill. If they're raping your wife, then it should be an excessive amount of violence where they end up with a closed casket funeral.
Yeah, sure.
You know, just not tolerable. Not tolerable in any way.
Is there more to this email?
There is. And that was the real point that I wanted to get out. The mere fact that it was even proposed to shoot... I don't mean to get preachy, but what's the purpose of liberty? Is it an end to itself, or is it a means, or is it just an end? I think once you know that liberty's purpose is, then you will see that your thoughts are principled and also practical. He's still telling me that my thoughts are principled and practical.
No, you're
practical,
not.
I'd say. Principle, I wouldn't say.
No.
But that's, you know, I use your definition of what principled is. And
okay.
I'm not sure what my principles are, so therefore, how could they be?
What a moment of pure honesty from you, man. I'm not sure what my principles are. Say no more.
Your NCAP hosts. What is an NCAP? Does anybody know?
An NCAP is, for instance, if you go to Walmart, at the end of an aisle.
I hate this guy now.
At the end cap. An NCAP.
Oh.
NCAP?
Yeah. The capital NCAP hosts are doomed to a life of frustration because they see liberty.
Anarcho-capitalist, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's absolute maximum maximization over every other possible value is an absolute subject to no compromise.
Sorry, I don't use violence on people. In fact, we got an article from Harry Brown that's going to say why it is.
Well,
your
I want to talk more about
this.
This
is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Monday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for your calls. If we can't fit you in this hour, hang on, we will get to you. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And Johnson, I know you want to get back to the property rights controversy. We will do that probably in hour number two. But right now, we want to invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We got archives there. The last 8 months of the show, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go get them for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the phone, to John in Indiana. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, John. What's up?
Not much. Merry non-denominational unspecified holiday event.
Thank you.
Already?
Yeah.
Christmas holiday Kwanzaa
in Indiana, yeah. I just wanted to talk to you guys about my feelings on the little holiday thing.
Yeah.
Most public offices are chastising and rebuking their employees for wishing somebody Merry Christmas.
I haven't noticed that. I mean, I've heard it on the I've heard it from the Republicans talk radio, but I've been told Merry Christmas. I can't tell you by how many people in how many businesses.
But he's talking about not businesses. He's talking about government bureaucracy.
Which I think is great.
Because
you know what?
Like I know for sure the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, their employees get in trouble if they wish somebody a Merry Christmas.
I think
now,
that's
I'm not
excellent.
A Christian. I'm not a Christian, but I've always known it as Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And
see, I think I'm going to have to, you know, I'm probably disagreeing with you here, but I absolutely think that that's absolutely appropriate behavior. For a state employee, if they want to express a religious expression, I think it's inappropriate for a state employee to do that because I don't particularly want my tax dollars going to fund, you know, Christian propaganda.
Right, nor do I want my tax dollars going to fund the state saying Happy Satan Holiday. You know, if there was like a Satan holiday of some sort,
I don't think that'd be real popular.
Nor do I want my
But it doesn't matter how popular it is, man. Which the point is, they should stay away from all religions.
Right. And I wouldn't want my tax dollars going to. Whatever your holiday greeting is, death to the infidels.
Don't you feel that's like? I mean, I know they work for a state agency, but they are still citizens, aren't they? Allowed their liberty to express whatever.
Absolutely, as soon as they leave the state.
Yeah, I have
buildings.
To say that an employer, like for instance, if they worked at McDonald's can say, you know, you're not allowed to say Merry Christmas on our property, and that's fair.
McDonald's can say you have to say Merry Christmas on our property.
Right.
And I don't have a problem with that as long as they're employees. Now I don't think that there should be nearly as many government employees, and these people willingly sold themselves into servitude to the government.
Now I'm sure you've heard a lot of these these attacks coming from people saying that the ACLU, this is all the fault of the ACLU. Well, the ACLU's personal stance on this whole thing is actually that they absolutely support and would defend to the death the right of private businesses to have Christmas signs. The ACLU is not anti-Christmas, and neither are we. I would absolutely support, and I would die for to defend the right of a business owner to say, you know, happy Merry Christmas.
Right. I just don't understand it. I mean, I can see where people of the non-Christian faith are getting tired of Christians pushing their religion onto them, but aren't they doing the same thing back when they do this kind of?
No, they're not. What they're doing, and they're very just simply, John, all they're doing is saying, do nothing. We just want you to do nothing in regards to any religion. That's all it is.
The difference
I said, I'm not a Christian, but I mean, I've always known it as Merry Christmas. I don't know.
Understood, John.
Yeah.
And I appreciate how you feel about it. I really do.
The difference is that the money is being stolen in that case.
All right, John, thanks for your call, man. 800-259-5791. The solution, of course, is to get rid of all the government bureaucracies.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.